Dawn, you sure are lucky you don't have to give birth. I'm glad we're an intelligent species, but boy, that infant head feels mighty large going through that narrow birth canal. And then after all that, the baby comes out facing down and backwards, which means you're helpless to assist it or even to untangle it from the umbilical cord. Talk about poor design.
Well, Yael, according to evolutionary anthropologists, babies of the earliest humans had a 50-50 chance of coming out facing backwards. This was a result of humans learning to walk on 2 feet. As the pelvis became optimized for walking, the birth canal developed twists and turns that meant the baby had to rotate in order to keep its head and shoulders aligned with the widest part at all times.
And then our brains got bigger.
Which meant more twists and turns.
And backwards facing babies. Stupid, huh?
Well, you know, Yael, some of the earliest humans learned to compensate for the difficulty of giving birth by receiving assistance during childbirth, and that made a huge difference in terms of survival.
So there might be an evolutionary advantage to having someone help you give birth?
Some anthropologists certainly think so, and conjecture that human females who gave birth to backwards-facing babies and females who had assistance because they felt particularly anxious about the birth ended up doing better than females who didn't. After all, if problems arise during labor, having another person around can make the difference between life and death.
So I've got evolution to thank for the pain of giving birth?
And for the support network that helps both you and your baby get through it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Della Cook in anthropology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.